Chapter 16. Braggle had been on breakfast duties in the kitchen. Fillon watched him hastily stacking dishes and wiping tables. The kindly Otter Mum relieved him of his tasks.
I'll finish off here. You're anxious to be with your friends in Craig Abadjamun's room, aren't you? Go on, off with you.
Wiping his paws on his apron, Braggle backed off, bowing politely.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you, ma'am. You're a real mal palm. Real pal, ma'am.
He turned and dashed away upstairs. Burab, who was last at table, rose and began collecting dishes.
Allow me to assist you in these menial chores, oh fair one.
Fillon smiled at him and curtsied deeply.
My thanks to you, kind sir. Pray, what's the reason for this sudden rush of helpfulness?
The hare winked broadly as he loaded the tray with bowls.
Just my sense of duty, ma'am. And of course there's always lots of nice leftovers from breakers, what?
Fillon picked up a tray of beakers and followed him out to the kitchens.
Oh, I'm sure we can find you something to tickle your palate, sir. I'll put the kettle on and we'll have a nice cup of rosehip tea together.
Bells tinkled on Burab's ears and cap as he shook his head in admiration of Fillon's understanding nature.
You, ma'am, are an opal among otters. If you'll allow a chap to speak poetically, a diamond midst a dreary dross of daily duties, what?
Fuel placed her paw on the windowsill, judging it as accurately as she could.
There, that's about dead centre, I'd say.
Mira approved her decision.
Right. Put the nail right on that spot, please, Braggle.
With a stone-headed hammer, Braggle drove a small clout nail into the woodwork to about half its length. Fuel explained a plan as she worked.
This is how you make a plumb line. I tie one end of the thin cord to this knife hilt, and now I let it out over the windowsill.
Gundil scrambled up onto the sill.
A knife bees are going down and down on a quarter, miss.
Fuel played the cord out slowly.
Tell me when 'tis almost near the ground, Gundil.
The mole watched the knife's steady descent.
Just a little bit more, miss. Stop! That be far enough.
Fuel tied the cord around the nail as Craig called from a chair.
What's going on? Keep me informed, please.
Brother Hoban did the explaining.
Fuel has made a plumb line. It runs straight and true, right from the centre of your window to the ground below.
Craigor levered herself up out of the chair.
Of course. The clue that Song could see through the monocle before the ash tree grew will be somewhere on that line, probably between the cracks or on the wall itself.
Gundil thought he had found a flaw in the plan.
I bain't a climberin' out of me girt, I was. You'd be needing some terrible long ladders for a job.
Craigor lifted Gundil down from the windowsill.
Who needs ladders when we've got our well?
But that'd be flattered wall. It be the tree,
Gundil protested.
Miss Fuel be a-fallen off on Sheem's skull bones.
Fuel reassured the doubting mole.
Don't fret, Gundil. I can walk up a wall as easily as you can walk about on the ground. You wait and see.